Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And is she? Hi, Heather.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great. What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Cork. Can you not tell?
I got. Well, I got was, hi, Ryan. How are you? And I didn't realise. It took me a second to get there. But I got there eventually. Well, I'm in Galway, you're in Cork, and they're in Dublin. So that's great. Nuts!
Yes.
Nuts! Discuss.
Yes. There's lots of nuts.
Lots of nuts.
It's all fun and games until nuts comes along.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 23.
So where are you on the nut front?
I'll put it like this. When I was diagnosed when I was 4... At the time, they kind of rated on a scale of 1 to 6.
Yeah.
And I was told I was a 5.8.
That's pretty high.
Yeah. So it's life or death. Yeah.
Okay. So did you hear the report I read out earlier?
Yes, I did actually. Yeah. And there's kind of a lot of studies going on at the moment about introducing, like, you know, peanut powder into diets, especially in England. And I'm definitely kind of aboard that, definitely. I had, since I've been about 11, I've had about 3 reactions. The first one was in America, and that was touch and go. I was, you know, paramedics were called, and it was pretty serious.
Touch and go?
Then yeah.
What
so, I had a Thai pizza, thanks to my lovely uncle, who'll probably be listening.
A Thai pizza?
Yes, and there was peanut oil in it.
Ah.
Yeah, so I took that. Now, funnily enough, the reaction is actually only supposed to last between about 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it lasted about 2 hours. So okay. At the time, it was my first kind of wake-up call in reality to it. We hadn't actually had them experienced a severe reaction like it before, so we didn't know what to expect.
What happens when you're having a really bad attack? How do you know it's coming on? Or what do you look like?
Always for me, it's my throat. I'll know by swallowing if there's something wrong. So that's my first kind of protocol.
Yeah.
You'll get, you know, major rash will develop eventually. You'll mm-hmm. get violently sick. And then the throat starts to close up and the organs start to fail.
Oh, crikey. So it can go that bad?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, it is life or death. So a peanut will take my life.
So that was you mentioned... No, but I'm just glad that you're laughing in the face of death. I'm enjoying your laughter.
Yeah, why not?
So reaction one was a Thai pizza when your uncle tried to kill you because he didn't like it. Now, what was the second one?
Exactly, yeah. He's an in-law as well, so we definitely tried it.
Oh, not by marriage. Have another slice of pizza. Okay, what was the second one?
The second one then was about 5 years later, was it 6 years roughly? It was my dad this time. Mm-hmm. It was a salad from a delicatessen in the supermarket, and there was peanuts in it, which was kind of unusual. You wouldn't see it a lot common these days, peanuts in a kind of salad bar. Had that, and I just ate it, and I spat it out straight away. I'll know within seconds if it's a peanut. And I kind of had another kind of reaction, but it wasn't as serious this time.
Oh,
like, I didn't have to be given the kind of adrenaline which would be taken from an EpiPen. I just had to take kind of antihistamine to kind of calm that down.
And number three?
And number three was another salad. I'm not good at salads, I've learned.
Stay away from the
stay
salad,
away from
Heather.
The salad, yeah.
But this salad, who was trying to get you this? I mean, who gave you the salad this time?
I'll put it on the parents again this time. Yeah, it wasn't my own fault.
Not really good at taking hints, are you, Heather?
No, I know. They want to shift me and I need to take the hints this stage.
Heather,
so I don't know why.
Heather's here for dinner. Let's get the salad ready. Heather's coming for dinner. Extra peanut juice or whatever the hell. So the third one was serious or not serious?
This time I kind of was a little bit iffy. I tasted it and I thought, is it? I questioned myself, and I swallowed everything, the whatever it was peanut oil or, and I, after about a minute I thought, this is definitely a peanut. So we called the ambulance straight away and went to hospital. But again, I didn't have to be given any life saving medication, like adrenaline would be the one.
Because from what I understand, since this became a problem to me, as I could see in the last 10 or 15 years, is that there's peanut in everything. Nearly everything you eat has.
Yeah,
that's why restaurants have to say there are no peanuts in the making of this product or what have you.
Absolutely, yeah. Like a lot of the, you'll see a lot of like chocolate bars, you know, anything really. Like, you know, there is one particular supermarket chain that nearly has the warning on backs of, you know, fizzy drinks.
Right.
Breads, you know, that may contain traces of nuts, you know, they're kind of known for it. So I think that, yeah, it is more prevalent because, you know, it's I think a statistic is something like 1 in 7, you know, children or people have an allergy. It might not be a severe one, but they do have a nut allergy. So it is very prevalent compared to 20 years ago when my parents were told I had the allergy. You know, it was, you know, completely
unusual. I'm not surprised. So the report says you should have been eating nuts really from an early age, and the chances are you develop an immunity, isn't it?
That's the thing. Yeah, I think your body becomes immune to it, because my mom, you know, at the time was warned, you know, because she ate peanuts through her pregnancy. It kind of instills this idea within her that, oh, it was her, you know, you ate peanuts, that's probably why she developed this. And since then, it's been kind of warned all mothers who are pregnant and then all babies growing up should never have peanuts and peanut oil. But I think now it's kind of turned in its head, and I suppose do the opposite, really.
Get them, feed them peanut juice and peanut milk made of
peanuts. Stuff them with peanuts.
Just keep them aware, familiarize them with the world of the nut.
Yeah. I think, though, just to make sure, in case anyone thinks I have some sort of medical background, maybe wait and don't start filling your children with peanuts, because I don't want to be held accountable for anything.
Oh, no, we're going to come straight to your door if anything happens to any children in this country damaged by peanuts.
Go to my parents, they're known for handing peanuts out.
See, already you're cleaning your hands in a bowl of water, Pontius Pilate, and heading off into the... So what are you doing today, Heather?
I'm actually in work. I work in VMware in Cork in Ballincollig.
It's VMware. I thought you were it's a clothes shop, as in.
That's the Cork accent.
No, it's not at all. No, it's just the name. It's an IT outfit. So it's an outfit of sorts, I suppose. Yeah.
It's an IT company. But I'm in finance. I'm doing my internship here. So.
Okay, you enjoying it?
I love it. I was supposed to be here till December and they kept me till July, so I must be doing something right.
Right. Well, listen, as soon as they start serving you peanut salad, you know that it's over.
Run.
Okay, Heather, it's lovely talking to you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Have a great old day. Take it easy.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much.